The first mitzvah in this week's Sedra is Shoftim v'Shotrim titein lecha b'chol sha'arecha, to appoint judges and officers in all your gates. And I want to use this shiur to flag up some of the issues associated with this mitzvah. So, midoraita, there's a difference between the appointment of judges in Eretz Yisrael and their appointment in Chutz La'aretz. According to the Gemara Masechet Makot at the end of the first perek, in Eretz Yisrael, the judges have to be appointed in every city, as well as in every larger district, what's called a palach. Whereas in Chutz La'aretz, there's only an obligation in the larger districts, but not in every city. There's also some discussion about how to apply the second part of the pasuk, which says lishvatecha, that judges should also be appointed for each tribe. And the question is, how does that interface with the appointment to appoint the local and district judges? And several answers are suggested. According to Tosfot in Masechet Sanhedrin, it means that if members of two tribes live in a particular city, then there needs to be a city bet din for each of the two tribes. The Ramban on Chumash presents two further answers. Either the tribal bet din serves as a sort of higher court to the local bat din with superior scholars, and that if either of the litigants wants, they can insist on taking their case to that bet din. Or that bet din has a wider remit than the city bet din, and it's empowered to make takanot and civil ordinances for the members of the tribe, rather than just being a regular judging bet din. There's also an answer presented by the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says that in the time of the first Beit HaMikdash, when each tribe lived in its own territory, so then there were bat din in each city, as well as a tribal bet din for each territory. Whereas in the times of the second Beit HaMikdash, when members of the tribes were dispersed across Eretz Yisrael, so there was still a requirement for judges in every city, but the tribal Beit Din was replaced by this district Beit Din, the Chol Plach Uflach. The Rishonim and the Poskim, they all point out that nowadays the essential mitzvah of Shoftim v'Shotrim Titein Lecha doesn't exist, because there's a requirement that judges be smuchim ish mipi ish, part of an unbroken chain of ordination that can be traced back to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that chain has been lost since Talmudic times. Nevertheless, we do appoint Dayanim because of Tikkun HaOlam, so that society will function effectively and justly, and they've got halachic authority because we apply a principle of Shlichutai Dekamai Kavdinan, that they're acting as agents of the original holders of the office. So we appoint Dayanim and Bat Edin using this principle, but their powers are somewhat circumscribed, and they've only got authorities in scenarios that are regarded as A, fairly common, and B, involving Chesron Kis, i.e. a claimant who's pursuing a financial loss. So in cases of theft, for example, where the Torah law might be that the thief has to pay twice the value of what they stole, they don't have the authority to impose the payment of kefel, the compensation as well as the capital, because that's not an issue of Chesron Kis. The compensation, the additional value, is not anything that the person's lost out on. Similarly, in cases of animals goring each other, so despite the fact that if you learn Masechet Bava Batra, Masechet Bava Kama, you might emerge with the impression that these are daily occurrences, they're actually regarded as uncommon scenarios, and therefore Dayanim and Bat Edin, without classical Samicha, they're not allowed to apply the normal Torah laws to such cases. In some instances, some of the rules will apply and some of them won't apply. For example, if one person hits and injures another person, then according to Torah law, they can be liable for five payments for Zezek, Tzar, Ripui, Shevet and Boshet, for damage to the person, for the pain that they've experienced, for medical costs incurred, for loss of income, and for the embarrassment that might have been caused. The Rambam in Perek Hay of Hilchot Sanhedrin, he holds that the only payments that can be enforced are ripui v'shevet, for medical expenses and for loss of earnings, because the other payments are either not common or they're not actually compensation for a financial loss. However, the Rosh and the Torah of the opinion that in actual fact Beit Dinah doesn't have the authority to apply any of the five payments because we regard them all as a unit. And the Mechaber, right at the very beginning of Shulchan Aruch Koshen Mishpat, in Siman Aleph Seif Bet, rules like the Rambam in this regard, whereas the Ramah brings the view of the Rosh and the Tor, but he adds that nonetheless the Dayanim are empowered to ensure that appropriate compensation is paid so that the injured party is mollified, but not as a formal function of one of the five standard payments. So obviously there's an enormous amount of material on this subject, but these are some of the introductory considerations. Ad kan.